Intermezzo, The Night Reader. Democracy must be something more than two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner. James Bovard. My quest to learn more about AI in the context of modern American democracy took me to Nashville, Tennessee, on a cold, wet Sunday in April. Exiting the plane, airport speakers played PSAs read by country music stars. 20 minutes later, I entered the stately, venerable lobby of the Sheraton Music Hotel, which was eerily quiet and not as big as an aircraft hangar. I rolled 40 yards to the front desk to check in. "What brings you to Nashville?" asked the pert, petite clerk with the Danielle name tag. "I'm interviewing people at Vanderbilt for a book I'm writing about artificial intelligence. Do you know anything about it?" "Sure, it's our best university." Pause. "Of course. But do you know anything about artificial intelligence?" "Oh, just enough to know that I don't want to know. It kind of scares me," Danielle said. I suggested to Danielle that the more she knew about artificial intelligence, the safer she'd be, and added, "That's the theme of my book." A woman twice Danielle's age and size, name tag Esther, clearly the boss, stepped beside Danielle and said to me with a smile and a bit of swagger, "Ever interview Sophia?" I did a Sylvester and Tweety double take. "Sophia?" Esther turned to Danielle and with a proud smile explained, quote, "Sophia is the world's smartest robot. She was made in Hong Kong and uses artificial intelligence for her brains. She looks like a real woman, a beautiful woman, and her face has different expressions, except her eyes are weird. You can talk to her, ask her questions. Will Smith interviewed her in Saudi," end quote. Esther turned to me, awaiting an answer. "No, I've never interviewed Sophia," I said. "Wow, how do you know about her?" "Oh, right," Esther answered, hands on hips, but with a subtle smile. "We genteel women of Tennessee could not possibly know anything about artificial intelligence or algorithms or anything." She had me flustered. "Yeah, Sophia's very cool. I just flew in from Oregon." "Just messing with you," Esther reassured me, emitting a radiant smile. She was on a roll now. "I got interested in AI through the movies and became curious," she said. "I read a lot, you know, and started when I was doing the night shifts. Lately, I've been reading a lot about AI. Very interesting. And it's not what the movies say. Hey, you believe in the singularity?" I was beginning to realize that Esther really had done some serious reading on AI. Quote, "I'm not sure the technological singularity is something I believe in necessarily," unquote, I answered. Quote, "It's more a possible future scenario. But to be honest, I don't see us one day getting to some magical tipping point where the lessons of history and the laws of physics and evolution no longer apply. Still, AIs are getting really smart, and they're going to get even smarter, smarter than us in many ways," I told her. She responded, "Hey, I'm an AI fan. I got the new Roomba 960 vacuum at home," Esther said. "Love it." Then, "What's the name of your book?" I told her that my publisher and I hadn't decided on a title yet, but promised to send her a copy. "You do that and I'll read it," said Esther. "I'm not afraid of AI. Counting the days, actually, till we get some AIs up here and take over the front desk." She winked at me and punched Danielle gently on the shoulder. Esther walked up close, leaned forward on the registration counter. She was an attractive mid-40s woman, big, smart, sassy. We talked for several minutes about AI, Stephen Hawking, and Elon Musk. She had an impressive grasp of AI, at least at the Wired magazine level. It was uplifting talking to her. She's exactly the kind of ordinary American citizen, smart, good-hearted, AI-aware, that we need. Her last question to me was, "Should we be really worried? I mean, really worried about AI?" My response, for once, was an absolute ping-pong shot back. "Not if we can get about 100 million more citizens like you, Esther," I said. She then turned and walked back into her private office. But only, it turned out, after having instructed Danielle to upgrade me to their best penthouse suite. That's the kind of juju AI has these days.